Dogs be gone. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And my name is Sasha.
Hello there, Sasha. How are you today?
I am wonderful, Paul. And when you just said that, dogs be gone, I got an idea of how to morph some things in our show with some current happenings.
I wait with bated breath to hear how this is all going to tie together in the end. Yeah. So dogs be gone, as everybody knows, the beach is now closed for dogs starting yesterday, April 1st. Your four-legged friends, your fur babies are no longer allowed on the deep beach. Hallelujah. Thank God. I no longer have to step aside from dog shit everywhere I walk when I go on the beach.
Womp, womp, womp. Now, do you think the dogs thought it was an April Fool's joke? And they're like, this can't be. We go there every day.
Let's put it this way. I couldn't care less what the dogs think. All I care about is that there will be less dog shit. Because I know still people will bring their dogs there, those idiots who will do it. But there'll be far less dog shit that I have to circumvent around and serpentine around when I'm trying to enjoy the lovely beach days of the summer.
Exactly. Now, you make it sound like you don't like dogs, and I don't think that's true. I personally love dogs, but I do not like dog shit.
Correct.
Is that where you stand?
Exactly right. If you have a dog and it shits, pick it up.
100%. I have the kind of leash that has the bags wrapped in it. I don't know why everyone doesn't get that.
Well, so I amend that. In the fall, when the leaves are piled up on the ground and your dog takes a shit in one of those leaves, you know, that you can leave. And if a kid jumps in it and hits shit, well, yeah, that's just a byproduct. What can I tell you?
I disagree. I think everyone should pick up every shit of their dog. Even when my dog has loose stool, I sit there 3 and 4 times with the bag trying to, like, wipe off the bladed grass so that the homeowner doesn't come out and find, like, diarrhea on their grass, even a sliver.
How many of our listeners have vomited at this point from the beginning of this show? I'm just curious. Okay, so we should take a poll.
What I was going to say is the way we could intersect old things from the show with current happenings. I wonder if you and I wore dog furry costumes to Campo Beach on April 2nd or April 3rd, or I guess April 4th, would we be rounded up by animal control? Like, could we be furry dogs at the beach, or are they not allowed now either?
That is an interesting conundrum. I think that we should test out that theory by walking hand in hand in our furry costumes up and down the beach.
Excellent.
Now, the question is, will either one of us squat to go to the bathroom, or we'll just walking up and down at that point?
Well, since we'll have these one-piece jumpy, one-piece zip-up furry costumes, we're probably going to have to put Depends on, because I don't feel like I'm going to want to take the whole thing off to get out and go to the bathroom.
Excellent point. So look for us down at the beach, both Sasha and I, in furry costumes, and call the police, and we'll see what happens then, and we'll report on it. That's all we can do.
Test out this experiment. Now, we'll be looking like puppies, but we'll also be wearing Community News by Paul and Sasha t-shirts.
Right. Because as all good dogs do, they all wear Community News t-shirts featuring Paul and Sasha on
Well,
them,
I just so. Don't want them to confuse us with other furry dogs.
I understand. Good point. Excellent point there. A couple other things going on in town. Don't forget, next Monday is the total eclipse. Wear your total eclipse glasses if it's going to be sunny or cloudy, or I guess it's not going to be sunny because the sun is going to be blotted out. Is that how an eclipse works? Something like that. All I know is it's on Monday, and be careful of your eyes.
Yes, but people, you still have time to plan to go see it in totality, like I will be doing with my family, Paul. I will not be in Townport for the eclipse. Do you know where I'm going to be?
I'm afraid to ask. Wait, are you going to Mars to go see it? Are you going outside the atmosphere?
I'm
going
to be in the course of totality, which happens to be in a little famous place called Waco, Texas.
Oh, my God.
I haven't been there since the Branch Davidians.
I was going to say, hold on to your hat there. I don't know what that meant, but just hold on to your hat. So, all right, so you're going to be in Waco, so you're going to report next week from Do not look up, Sasha, because you're the type of person who will say, hey, look at that. Look at how cool that looks. And get others to do it with you.
That was the former president and his wife. I am not he and Melania. I do not look up. I went to the other eclipse in totality. We wear the glasses.
Okay,
so
perfect.
I was in Waco, Texas, looking for any Branch Davidians that escaped, seeing if I can interview them for the show 20 years later, Waco.
Excellent. So don't forget Total Eclipse. If you're not in Waco, you can watch it right here in Townport. Just don't look directly at it. One other thing, the commuter parking lot is closed on Friday. They're paving it this weekend, so they're closing it down on Friday. So all you train people, I don't know what you're going to do. Find a new way to get into the city on Friday. That's all I got to say for that.
To go in the new, what's that new Elon thing, the Cybertruck. Right. Maybe you could carpool in a Cybertruck.
Right. All of you can barrel down the highway in one of those and take up four lanes of traffic because it's so wide.
I've heard there's at least one of those in Townport, but maybe they should get a fleet. That would be a good business for us, Paul. We could buy a fleet of those so that when there are train closures, we can have the fleet that drives people in and out of New York.
But that would, as long as I'm not the person driving to have to deal with those people, then it's fine. If I have to drive and deal with those people, then you can do this business. This is one business that I'm foisting onto you, and I want no part of it.
Drivers, we can hire them.
Okay, perfect. Then if we can hire drivers, we're all set. Finally, just want to let everybody know, photo classes this weekend at the community center. If you always wanted to learn how to take a photo, you can learn at the community center. I guess you just bring your camera or your phone or whatever else you have, and they'll teach you what to do.
And they're looking for models. So if you want to pose naked and have 20 people take your picture so that you can sort of give yourself exposure therapy to just being like in the raw, they do need volunteers.
Perfect. Any nakedness people out there want to go to the photo class, I'm sure it will be a blast there. This Saturday at the community center at 2 o'clock, go. And maybe you can even see a naked person there. How wonderful will that be?
Paul wasn't such a local celebrity. I know he would do it because he likes swimming naked and cleaning naked.
Exactly. But I draw the line at being photographed naked. I mean, up close, from afar, if you have a telephoto lens and there's nothing I can do, what can I do? But just standing there, au natural.
Modeling.
Exactly. So anyway, don't forget, no more dogs at the beach. We've got the commuter parking lot closed on Friday and photo classes this weekend. Cover your eyes on Monday for the total eclipse. And that wraps up this episode of Community News. And as always, my name is Paul.
As always, my name is Total Eclipse Sasha.
Total Eclipse Sasha. I will see you next Tuesday.
We'll see you next Tuesday, Paul. And we love you, community.
Take care.
Especially the dogs. We're sorry you're banned from the beach.
One of us is. Take care. Bye.
Bye.